AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. New information this morning about the co-pilot of that German jetliner that slammed into a mountain in France. Our David Rising is in Germany with a report that Andreas Lubitz may have suffered serious depression years ago.
French investigators say that Lubitz was the one who was in the cockpit at the time of the crash and had locked out the pilot and intentionally smashed the German wings plane into a mountainside. German media has been reporting that he had suffered from depression and may have been triggered by some sort of a spat with his girlfriend.
German investigators have been going through his apartment in Dusseldorf, though a police spokeswoman tells us no crucial evidence has been found. They're holding a news conference this hour. Now to the breaking news from Manhattan, where an apparent gas explosion brought down one building yesterday and largely destroyed another. 19 people injured, four of them critically. These neighbors watched a dramatic rescue.
The impact was so huge that the fire escape, the metal fire escape, had been pushed out and mangled. So there was a girl
on
the second story trying to, get down the mangled, broken steel.
And just a civilian. It wasn't anyone, a police officer or anything, ran up and kind of grabbed her.
This morning, we're learning that just an hour before the explosion, a utility company concluded that some work being done there was faulty. Irresponsible is the word one Democrat is using after Republicans muscled a balanced budget plan through the Senate early this morning. It sets Congress up to battle President Obama for the next few months over spending and his health care law, which Republicans want to dismantle. Syrian President Bashar Assad says he's open to talking with the U.S., though Washington says he has no future in Syria. Assad says in a new interview that any dialogue must be based on what he calls mutual respect. This is AP Radio News. When you've got a good thing going, end it. That's how the producers of the popular British TV show Downton Abbey explained their decision to pull the plug. Our tearful Oscar Wells Gabriel filed this report through his hanky.
I have a secret. A bad secret.
The secret about Downton Abbey is out.
If you have something to say, say it.
The show is going away. Producers say the show's sixth season will be its last.
I think everything about Downton is beautiful.
While they say the show is wildly popular, producers say they want to go out on top. Season 6 begins early next year. The final episode in the UK airs Christmas Day.
You're a very naughty boy.
I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And producers say, yes, they do have some ideas about how the various characters are going to end up, but they're not talking. Turns out President Obama's a big fan of the HBO crime drama The Wire. The president says he thinks the show is one of the greatest pieces of art in the past couple of decades. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.